All right. I know we've been gone for a little while now. Welcome back to the Star Wars Report podcast, episode 93. We'll jump into the show in just a moment, but I've got just a quick note. Yes, we've been gone, but it was in a great cause. Bethany and I have been work with cadets in our spare time through Civil Air Patrol, and so we were gone for the annual Tennessee Wing encampment over at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. A very stressful and trying week where 12 to 16-year-olds learn how to get up at 6 a.m. in the morning and do the physical training and the academic training, and they learn how to make their bunks perfectly and the discipline that takes. It's really just a great trying time of building America's future leaders. And as I was doing an informal barracks inspection and watching all the perfectly made bunks all in a row, there I saw, at the very head of one particular bunk, a vintage Darth Vader and Boba Fett pillowcase. And I thought to myself, self, you can't escape it. You absolutely cannot escape Star Wars, even at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. This is the Star Wars Report podcast. Giggity, giggity. It's unescapable, Mark. I mean, it's interesting because weeks like that, like this past week, we've missed two shows. I really was hoping we'd only miss one. But it's weeks like that where I really am completely removed from popular culture and thus Star Wars culture. And then there's just like these little moments sometimes. These small, brief moments where you realize just how ubiquitous the old Star Wars is. So as busy as I have been, Bethany's not here this evening. She's not even in the same house as I. I'm lucky to be here at all. We're really busy. Summer classes start for both of us this Tuesday. I was gone all day yesterday preparing, getting transcripts in, taking tests, weird stuff like that. All the fun college preparation that I've been doing that's really kept me busy, especially now as things really get into the most intense part of my academic pursuits. But yeah, like I say, times like that where even in the middle of it would be like, Mark, a scout camp for you, and then bam, it's there. Star Wars, it truly is. It truly is everywhere. Hey, welcome. We have some, I'm sure we have our handful of confused listeners, folks who are tuning in for the first time. You've arrived in the right place for Star Wars news and discussion. This is the Star Wars Report podcast. I'm your host, Riley Blanton. We're going to get into more of just how ubiquitous the old wars is in just a moment. But I'm going to bring him in, as always, a faithful podcasting companion of my own. It's Mr. Mark Herleman.
Hey!
Hey.
Me and a Whistler and an ice cream truck and a lawnmower man, we're all here. Nice. I was like, the music's playing. I'm like, what's that other sound I'm pulling off? Like, what's going on? Then my phone rings, works, calling, oh, the toilet's not opening. What do we do? I'm like, come on. Like, y'all know I'm about to do a show. What the heck?
There was about that 2 minutes of introduction where Mark was just flailing. I saw him taking off the headphones, going on the phone, and I just rolled forward because I have half an hour.
I know. I'm like, no, I hope he doesn't ask me a question.
Yeah, I was like, I'll just kind of riff for a few minutes. But it's true. And in fact, I'll tell a weirder story. This probably should have been the cold opening. He may be listening now, but there was a cadet. Now, the realm of where my popular culture fandom, much less Star Wars fandom, or interest, since I'm not a big fan of the word fan, so to speak. But
what?
We'll get,
because it's close to fanatic, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes,
it's thin line.
Yeah,
you know, but I blame those fanatical fanatics because you know you can be a positive fanatic. People just don't buy that anymore.
Yeah.
Because you got the oh, I'm going to kill you with my fanaticism. I'm so crazy. It's like,
yeah,
calm down, buddy. It's just Star Wars.
Well, it's like an email that I forwarded to Jason and Carl over at the Wampas Lair. There's an email that came into them. And it wasn't even for our show, but I will mention it anyway, where it was a guy who, a kid, I think he's in, like, junior high, and he was saying, hey, guys, I'd love you guys to cover the topic of Star Wars not being cool, because he said, I've got a lot of friends who, you know, don't like it and don't think it's cool, and they always get the girls, and they're the popular kids, and it's not cool to like Star Wars. And I really think that that's something I want you guys to cover. What's it like for young kids, young fans, for lack of a better term, who are into Star Wars, and I wrote him back this really short response, and I'm going to ask you, have you encountered that with your kids much? I'm going to be blatantly transparent and say I'm going to log into the Star Wars Report email and find it so I can read my response to this kid. This entirely unwarranted response, because he wasn't even meaning it for our show. But yeah, Mark, have you encountered that much? Do you think there's like a younger generation that it's not cool anymore?
I think the younger generation, the aspect of not cool has always been there. I mean, when I was in school, yeah. It was social suicide to say, hey, I'm a big Star Wars fanatic. I mean, that was, never having a date again. But due to the Clone Wars, that's Gendy and, you know, George's recent Oscar-winning Clone Wars action.
Oh, yeah,
there.
The Emmys. Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Or Emmy. Yeah, I mean, it should be an Oscar winner, too. But it comes down to that. That has made it more socially acceptable. But you still have that same aspect out there. I really think pop culture has a hard time embracing the geek is chic, which has been kind of like the last 5 years, especially. Yeah. Like, that's been a real big push. All comic things are now gold. Anything that's a cult classic amongst comic viewers and you know, Star Wars fans and stuff like that, it's an automatic win for all of us. But the rest of the pop culture is not quite on board. I mean, I think it's tough for us, though, because we're the minority. I mean, I just asked the question the other day, what's the difference between a minority and the elite? Because, I mean, you know, one side of the things, well, you're always told, well, you're the minority. And yet the other side of the group is like, they're yelling at the same people that they're calling minority going, you guys are a bunch of elite fanboys. Like, wait a minute, are we the minority or are we elite? Because I don't even know. I'm assuming I'm the minority because I'm just used to being kicked when I'm down.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's possible to be both. But yeah. All right. I've got the email in front of me. Thank you for that, Mark, because that is a good thing. So here it is. It's Jackson, and I'm sure they'll address this on the Wampas Lair as well. I forwarded the email off to those guys. But he said, I'm a sophomore in high school, love Star Wars, said it to many times and to my peers, but they think it's dumb. I'm kind of summarizing here. And they say it's only for little kids. I think that they are saying it because they want to be cool, have girlfriends, and because they're going through puberty. Although I think that's actually reasonable. You know, there's
that little
card.
Kids, like, dude, let's put on the kids show for you. Let's play some episodes on Kamino where you can watch thousands of little embryos dying. I mean, the kiss of death. I mean,
yeah, there's plenty of things that make it not for little kids. But that we'll get into that in a moment. He said, I thought it'd be a good topic for you guys to discuss. So I'm actually just going to read verbatim. And see, this is the way things roll here on the Star Wars. And this wasn't even in the show notes. I just thought of it as we were talking. I said, Jackson, you've caught me in a mood, LOL, laugh out loud, because I was in a
kind
of...
Oh, that's a great start for you, too. I'm in a mood. Oh, whoa, it's kind of you've been warned.
And I said, oh, you're probably trying to reach Jason Carl over at wampaslayerpodcast@gmail.com. However, I will say this. Your, quote, peers are dumb. Star Wars isn't for, quote, little kids. It's a timeless mythology for a new generation. You know who's a Star Wars fan? Conan O'Brien, Newt Gingrich, Stephen Colbert, Jon Stewart, Barack Obama, Robert Kirkman, Seth Green, Kevin Smith, Jon Favreau, Simon Pegg, Sam Jackson, Peter Jackson, Chris Hardwick, Joss Whedon, to name a few. And, of course, me.
Boom!
I'm a tech,
boo, boo, boo.
And of course there's me. I'm a tech and fitness enthusiast, civil air patrol officer, podcaster, blogger, mediapreneur. I'm pursuing a career in Air Force Special Forces, and I also happen to be a big fan of Star Wars. So the next time one of your, quote, peers tells you that Star Wars is, quote, just for little kids, go tell them to go jump in a nauseous lake of their own self-doubt. Sincerely, Riley Blanton.
I got a response to that, too, because, I mean, the bottom line there is it's not for kids. Yeah. Kids can enjoy it, too. It is for everyone. And anybody that sits there and says it's not cool is either in a very closed box of what they think is cool and are very limiting their own minds and everything else. And then there's the other aspect of it. I mean, come on, dude. Like, yeah, sure. Aspects of each film may have sucked. But the bottom line is you are not going to find anything as awesome and as attention-grabbing, like,
yeah,
you know, drawing your eyes in. You know, you watch a Star Wars in the background of a store, and almost everybody stops and look, hey, what's going on with that? Oh, it's Star Wars. I mean, yes. You just watch them. When they play one on one TV, that's the TV people stop at when they're walking by. Why? Because, ooh, lightsabers flying around. What's going on? You put that same people that say it's not for you, and you wrap up the same Star Wars films in a military background? Oh, they're there. I guarantee it. Or you put in a race car background, they're there. I guarantee it. They're afraid. And the bottom line is those people are so afraid to commit that social suicide that they're out there bullying other Star Wars fans. Oh, Star Wars in for years for a bunch of... Yeah, keep yourself feel a little higher. We all know the reality is as soon as high school's over, your little bottom line is going to be where you're at.
Yeah.
And that... I mean, I have friends like that. I mean, here's one. My Cub Master, no Star Wars, no Star Trek. Not at all. I'm like, dude, what? Like, we just go back and forth on this. I'm like, you're just being stubborn. You're being stubborn to be stubborn. And then he finally admitted to it. After 4 months of my hounding him about it, he finally admitted, yes, okay, I'm being stubborn. And I'm just like, you're such a punk, dude. You're punk. You knew Star Wars was good. You're just flicking me a hard time because you knew it just riled me.
Yeah.
But I wanted to go with this because it's been a while since me and you had a chance to talk.
Sure.
You know, we had our bridging ceremony for Scouts. And last year what we did was our pack was growing really big. So we had this gag called the Elarginator where, little things would go in and they come out big. So that's what we did last year. So this year we were like, oh, let's do a different spin on it. You know, the pack's getting small, so let's do an Elarginator because we need kids. And so we had this all planned out. I'm out in the crowd, and I don't even have my Class A's on. I got my Class B on, you know, just a T-shirt kind of thing.
Yeah.
And Brian and Keith are up there kind of getting everyone going, you know, because I'm not supposed to be known that I'm in the crowd. And they're like, our pack's getting so small, we need to grow. So we got this machine to help us grow. Are there any adults out there that want to go back and be a Tiger Cub? So I go running out. Hey, I want to do it. I want to do it. I go running out there. They're like, all right, go in there and you come out as a Tiger. So I go running in. I don't come out. So Keith looks at Brian. He's like, well, what happened? Brian's an electrician, of course. And Brian's like, I don't know. Let's try again. So they take an orange. They throw the orange in. I throw out a tangerine. Like, okay. So they throw a big pine cone. Big pine cone goes in. Out comes a little pine cone. What? What's going on? So they take a football. Big football goes in. Little football comes out. Brian's like, maybe the human interface, the wires may be crossed. Keith's like, okay, you go in there and check it. So then Brian goes in there. So now me and Brian are in the back. While we're in the back, then out comes Brian's son and my son, and we glued old man's beard to their faces to match my beard, and Brian's got a long one of those biker goatees.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Bryce comes out, and Bryce looks just like, and both of our kids look just like us, and they got this beard, you know, stuff glued to their face, and they come out, and Bryce's like, yep, wires crossed. And, oh, man, the crowd went wild. It was so much fun. I'm sorry. You got me going on Scouts.
No. But, you know, whether it's Scouts or whether it's CAP cadets or whether it's Jackson in junior high who emails, it's, you know, nobody has to like Star Wars. But please, I mean, and I've kind of fought this myself where it's you can, being someone who enjoys a franchise or a story or a mythology, as I like to call it, as much as we do, that does not pigeonhole us into a specific stereotype of crazy science fiction fans. So like when I describe myself, I am someone who is a lot more than a Star Wars fan. So and that's the kind of thing that you need to understand about anyone who listens to this show or participates in the show or has been a guest on this show. This is just, you know, the old wars is just a connecting point. It's something that we all have in common and interest. But in the same way that people who, you know, like sports or don't like, you know, or like, I mean, there's just so many other examples of
here's
it.
One, basketball.
Yeah.
Right now it's higher than ever.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Never have. Don't like playing it. Don't like watching it. Could care less. In fact, I'm mad at the fact that those players get paid so much money. It's like, really, we have this much money to sit around and throw it at these people to play a game where they go back and forth that I have no care about?
Yeah.
There's kids out there on the streets that are starving, that have no houses, but we're going to continue to have this be what social media and what mainstream media is all about? I mean, you know, but I recognize that's not my cup of tea. My cup of tea is these really cool Star Wars pins and all this stuff behind me. And the Marvel stuff. I mean, I am one of those geeks.
Speaking of which,
I'm with you, man. I'm not going to let it pigeonhole me. I'm a lot more than just that.
Sure.
I consider myself a fun guy.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and so I will finish by repeating my last sentence to him again. If anyone tells you it's not cool or just for little kids, go tell them to jump in a nauseous lake of their own self-doubt. Sincerely, Riley Blanton. All right, no. So
you should have a P.S. from Bethany. Why are you stupid?
Why are you so stupid? Well, that's a callback, man. We never do enough callbacks on this show, but we've burned through a lot of it. But I will say this: the week off was great. Working with the cadets was fantastic. And to the cadet. Oh, and I say all that to say that, so there was one cadet who said, "Hey, Lieutenant Blanton, I found your podcast." Which, by the way, is kind of a really weird experience. I mean, a really weird experience because I am completely out of context of anything pop culture. Again, I'm on an army base working with cadets, talking about leadership principles. And he's like, but I froze like, oh, cool. I'm glad. And I kind of rolled with it and it went well. And then he said, and he showed me a really cool old Air Force patch that had Yoda on it, if I'm recalling correctly. And it's an actual official military patch that they adopted the Star Wars one. So it was pretty cool. He brought it. That was pretty nice. All right, so we got a couple new stories I want to hit, and then I'll have to bug out again, like I say, very, very quickly, because unfortunately, I've got a very, very busy week ahead of me. I don't know how I'm going to do
it. A hard out is a hard out.
Exactly. So yeah, I've got 15 minutes from now, but I do want to hit a couple new stories. And I think the best way to talk about it is there's been a lot of news that over the past week that we haven't had a chance to hit on. Most of it's episode 7 related, and so the first I'll kind of go in order of priority, and I'm going to jump to a Den of Geek story that they have, and I'm just going to read straight from them, and we'll then have a little bit of an opportunity to discuss what has developed in the old galaxy far, far away while I've been away. So basically, we have a casting breakdown for episode 7. And then, of course, there are additionally developing rumors that the spinoff films will feature Han Solo and Boba Fett. So we've got some interesting things here. Here we go. Straight from Den of Geek. First over at Joe Blow, the folks have gotten hold of details of what Disney is planning for the Star Wars franchise in years ahead. It's no secret that from 2015, we're looking at a Star Wars film every year. That's still hard to believe. So episodes 7, 8, and 9 in 2015, 17, and 19 respectively, and the spinoff films being in 2016 and 18. Again, saying that sentence out loud seems really weird. But anyway, the site's reporting that the first two spinoffs will center around Boba Fett and a young Han Solo. The Han Solo film will tell the story of how Han became friends with Chewbacca, and apparently the planned Yoda spinoff film has been dropped for the time being. Now, that's from Joe Blow. So we've heard these rumors before, but now they're surfacing again. Both of which
another one was Disney, the Disneyland. Their rumor is pretty hot and heavy that Disney World's going to get the Star Wars land.
Yes, yes, I saw that. Aaron got a post about that up on the website. So yeah, So that
one makes sense. I mean, honestly, after coming back from Disneyland in California, I have been really itching to move over to Florida. I'm like, dude, you could have Star Wars land. I could go there all the time, but I don't live by it. I gotta fix this.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I can definitely sympathize. So there it is. I don't know that. See, a young Han Solo and Boba Fett, that seems as far as timeline goes, not to be compatible with episodes 7, 8, and 9, which kind of seems to. Oh, lost Mark. It seems. All right, I'll continue my own thoughts. Hey, I can't throw to Bethany here. But the show must go on. It seems like in that particular timeline. Well, actually, tell you what, I'll pause real quick and I'll be right back with you guys. All right, I'm back. And Mark is not with me, but I will continue my thought. It seems like, as far as the timeline goes, it wouldn't be quite it's not going to be quite like the Marvel thing. If this rumor is true, which I've somewhat good reason to believe is true, I don't. Well, I mean, and there's a couple things that make me think it is and a couple things that make me think it isn't. But if it's true, it means that they are doing a very different approach to what they are doing with the Marvel films. If Disney's doing these two films, they do seem truly independent of episodes 7, 8, and 9, because obviously episodes 7, 8, and 9 will be set, you know, 30, 40 years after Return of the Jedi, and obviously Han Solo will not be a young Han Solo at all. So this brings forward a couple interesting possibilities. One, it could point to the fact that Disney is going to have a different approach than Marvel and have the spin-off films or the character-based films in a different timeline than episodes 7, 8, and 9. Or the more interesting possibility, I think, is that they will have the... Instead of the Marvel, they will have the Marvel approach, and instead of having episode 7, 8, and 9, it could mean that episode 7, 8, and 9 could possibly not be featuring Harrison Ford, and instead just have maybe Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill. I guess I'm kind of struggling to clearly communicate this, but I guess what I'm saying is we do know that both Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill are going to Celebration Europe. Harrison Ford is not. So I think that this presents a slight possibility, if these rumors are true, that the big three might be Force Ghosts or a flash forward, and that all these films will be set in a time period where episode 7, 8, and 9 will actually work with a young Han Solo. Unless, there's so many different possibilities. You know what? I'm going to see if I can ask Mark what he thinks when he gets back. Show. And we are back. All right, Mark, you're with me. However, Mark is on a cell phone. So because of technological difficulties and internet dying at my house, I have wired my cell phone into this mixer and will continue. So Mark, I was kind of flailing about without you, not very clearly communicating something. And so I'm going to bounce something off you real quick to get your thoughts on it before we jump out to our end credits and closing on this story. So we're talking about the spinoff films with Boba Fett and Han Solo. I think the fact that they're set, I think it's, to me, what strikes me as weird about this rumor is that it seems like the spinoff films are set in a different time period than the three big films, than the tentpole films. And that doesn't make sense to me because in the Marvel's case, each of the Marvel films that led up to the Avengers was in sequence in a timeline. So it seems kind of weird to put a bunch of marketing and money into Star Wars movies and then they don't complement each other in terms of the timeline. So I was trying to kind of go through ways that they could complement each other. Perhaps they're like flashbacks and then flash forwards where they jump back in time and forward in time to where they connect maybe old events with Boba Fett and Han Solo into episodes 7, 8, and 9. I don't know. See, it just doesn't, something doesn't sit quite right with me.
Well, it's almost like the way the EU works. I mean, it's like, You got all these different stories that do fit together, but don't quite fit together, but try so very hard. I mean, to me, it's almost more like they're doing that where they do these ones that are farther back. They're not, I don't expect them to be numbered per se, like Star Wars, Shadows of the Monkey That Flies, and things like that. But at least by bouncing around, kind of like how the comics do it, you got something from Legacy, you got something from KOTOR, you got Dawn of the Jedi, all different time periods, but they're all, there's something to appeal to the broader audience. And I think in this case, you've got those fans that felt like the prequel trilogy wasn't for them, and they're really banking on the sequel trilogy.
Yeah.
Well, if that doesn't lead up for them, then they're like, well, I don't like Star Wars again. But at least this will give them still an opportunity. We still got a Han Solo or a Boba Fett story. And then, of course, once that comes, you're either going to make it or break it with that group. But I think that by doing it, though, you have more options of pleasing more people, because this is a scenario you're not going to win. You're going to have elements of the fan base irritated. There's just no getting around it. There's way too many expectations for something this big. That was one of the first things I was thinking of, too, is like, okay, well, you've got these ones set, and before the whole trilogy's out, you're going to have other stories that shouldn't, in my opinion, they shouldn't connect. Because I think by connecting them, unless you were planning that from the start, and you did a good job like how Marvel's been doing it, I think if you did it last minute like how it seems to be, I don't think it's going to connect as well. I know that that's been a huge issue when it comes to EU, is you got the comic doing Clone Wars cartoons, or Clone Wars stories, and you got Lucas creating Dindy stories, and then you have Lucas deciding, I'm going to do my own Clone Wars stories, and none of them quite line up, and that's the frustrating aspect of fandom right there. So it would be better, in my opinion, if they went out of their way to try to not make them, you know, connect and want more self-contained, where the sequel trilogy is connected and it blends from one trilogy to the next where they kind of do the tie-ins. But I don't think I want to see the standalones tying into the trilogies beyond just characters and having their stories fleshed out more. I think that would be funner for the standalone.
Well said. Well, Mark, you can't hear it because you're on the phone, but I've got the end credits rolling. Well said. It's really only one news story that we got to hit, but it's an important one. The spinoff films. Then, of course, there's the news that broke. And I'm going to cover it real quickly here, that we have that casting sheet where they talk about a late teen female that's independent with a good sense of humor, or a young 20-something male, a late 20-something male, a 70-something-year-old male. So they just have like some really general descriptions, but of course I think we'll have opportunity to speculate. Hopefully maybe a bit more next week, depending on how things work out. But that does it for this episode of the Star Wars Report. Very short episode, as I understand, but I really wanted to get something out into the feed for you guys. And thank you guys for being so patient. We've heard from you. And yes, we were gone, away from internet access for the most part, but it was a great week for us, and we will be returning full-time very shortly. Remember, if you want to email us, as Jackson accidentally did, you can actually send us an email to starwarsreport@gmail.com. And hey, if you want to, another great way is our Facebook page, facebook.com/starwarsreport. Remember, Twitter, it's @StarWarsReport, just crossed 4,000 followers, and we really appreciate that, you guys. That's pretty awesome. And, of course, the easy way to subscribe, rate, and review the show is bit.ly/StarWarsReportiTunes. That's a really easy way to remember how to get to our iTunes page and subscribe. Be sure to give us a call on our voicemail line. That's 858-859-0S. WR. Bethany's calling me right now, but I'm going to wrap up the show and call her back. Oh my goodness. All right, I'm out of here. Remember, many Bothans died to bring you this podcast. We'll be right back.